Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, including this Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We got so much stuff to talk about here today on Friday. We got NXT TakeOver coming up tomorrow, got a full lineup here. That should be two shows taped at the Barclays Center, the live NXT TakeOver special, as well as a television taping for next week's NXT, which is a 90-minute show. That, of course, is followed by SummerSlam on Sunday, also from the Barclays Center, and that is followed by Raw on Monday, where the word we're getting is that something really big is going to happen on Raw. WWE has sold out all 3 days in a row in the same building. What's going to happen? Anybody's guess. We're going to talk about that on the show today. Don't forget, there's also Ring of Honor coming up this weekend, as well as a lot of other stuff going on. Super China Buffet Day. We're going to talk about that later on in the program as well. And it is Friday. We've had a lot of guests on the program. We've had a lot of news. And so we are going to open up the phone lines for the entire show here today. So if you want to give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. And also, you can head to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com for the rest of the numbers. West of the Rockies, 425-488-0525. East of the Rockies, 425-482-1686. Parts unknown anywhere in the world, 425-398-7353. And if you're a first-time caller, never called the show before, 425-398-7289. And when we come back from the break, we're also going to talk a very interesting news story out of MMA. Ronda Rousey's next fight is confirmed. It's not Miesha Tate. It's not Cyborg. If you don't know who it is, I want you to think about this. Who could it be? I'll tell you after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Mike, I don't know if you're aware of this yet. It took place this morning, but Ronda Rousey was on Good Morning America, and she announced her next fight, which is taking place on January 2nd. Do you know who she's fighting?
I didn't see her on Good Morning America, but I got the press release soon after. But yes, Miss Holly Holm.
Holly Holm. Ronda said, "I will be fighting Holly Holm on January 2nd, who is the most decorated striker we have in all of mixed martial arts. Not the women's division, not the bantamweight division. She's a 19-time boxing champion. Holly Holm was the Ring Magazine pound-for-pound fighter of the year and definitely my biggest challenge to date." Now, according to Tate's manager, that's what they said. Misha Tate's manager says, "I'm absolutely shocked. I found out just like you did. Very disappointed to hear the news." He said that he believed that Tate, who lives on the West Coast, was still unaware she was not getting the title shot. It was her fourth win in the row. "I want to know the reasons behind the decision," said her coach. "To not even be given a heads up is very disappointing. She doesn't even know yet. She's going to be absolutely shocked." I presume she knows by now. She'll probably go on her Twitter and see if she's flipped her lid yet. But Ronda said, "I prepare for a 5-round war every time I get in there. Nobody's easy until after you beat them. With Holly Holm, she's the type that's ready to go 12 boxing rounds. She's not the average chick that I'd fight. She's the best striker I've ever fought. And the striking is something I learned much later in my career. I don't ever expect fights to be easy and fast. No one knows exactly how fast the fights are going to go. That's why everybody buys them." Ronda is an amazing promoter.
Girlfriend selling.
She is an amazing promoter. Holly Holm, how about that?
Well, I'll say this. Holly Holm, to my knowledge, and I could have missed an issue or two, has never been in the ring's pound for pound anything other than what would be considered on a non-list, because I don't think they make one, of the ring's top 10 pound-for-pound women fighters, which Holly Holm at one time absolutely, in fact, if she were to walk back in, she probably would be as well again. And I think I would rather see this fight before Misha, because it then opens things up for next summer. As far as getting a Misha fight, because you either get the Misha fight again, which will be built up very nicely leading into whatever show it's going to be on, say Las Vegas, or we are going to get a Holly Holm Ronda Rousey rematch, which would be, if Holly Holm is able to pull it off, the biggest rematch in women's fight history, because she was able to defeat Ronda Rousey. So I guess in that way, I would rather see that fight. Here's the thing, though, and I believe I've said it on this show. Holly Holm, if you were to take her skill set, her feet, her ability to use the entire ring, her reach and her boxing ability, if you were to take that and she lost all of her weaknesses and then picked up Misha Tate's aggressiveness, her experience, her size, her strength, her
what are we talking about here? That's not going to happen.
Exactly. If you're able to take those things and combine them together, you have somebody that may have a shot against Ronda Rousey. I understand Jessica I has been saying this. Everybody has said this with Ronda. The thing we have not seen Ronda yet is Ronda being baited into coming to that person who can use the entire ring and has got the ability to land strikes on her. Holly Holm seems to be the best for that. But what have you seen of Holly Holm which you believe makes her being able to beat Ronda Rousey? I mean, it's her skill set is just, it's one, she looks like she's scared in there sometimes. I mean, the fight two fights ago was a great example of that. And she still does not look comfortable as a mixed martial artist where, I'm sorry, unless you're landing a lucky punch on Ronda, you can use all of the ring that you want. Ronda at some point is going to cut you off and she's going to grab hold of you and you're probably going to be dead meat. So this is just delaying the inevitable of another Miesha Tate Ronda Rousey fight. But if I'm Rousey's side or if I'm Miesha Tate's side, I don't know if I could be really overly shocked about this. And if I'm Holly Holm's side, well, you know, it's I don't even know what to say. I wish her the best of luck. It's a fresh fight. It's a fight you can sell because of Holly Holm's previous skills and her previous life as a boxer. But I don't see the result being any different, no matter what.
That's the deal. At the end of the day, it's all about promotion. If you do Miesha Tate, even though Miesha Tate has improved dramatically, and even though Miesha Tate was Ronda Rousey's most difficult opponent, Ronda destroyed her twice. And at least Holly Holm, they can make this story about how in the last fight that Ronda Rousey had, she destroyed this girl with her stand-up. Ronda Rousey's stand-up has improved, but now she's being put in the ring with the best stand-up fighter in all of the UFC, better than anybody. You can build a crazy story, even if it's not true, you can build a crazy story around it. And I would bet that that's the idea here. It's a new opponent. You can make people believe this is the toughest challenge ever. Not a lot of people, but actually probably the masses you can convince of that. I mean, I remember going into that last fight, I had a lot of really, really smart people come up to me and they said, Brian, I honestly think that this is Ronda's toughest challenge yet. And I was like, 30 seconds, dude. No, really, this is her toughest challenge yet. She's never faced anybody. They do a great job convincing people that this next person is Ronda Rousey's toughest challenge yet. And it's going to be very hard to do that with Miesha Tate, even if, honest to God, even if Miesha Tate really is Ronda Rousey's toughest challenge to date, it doesn't matter. She beat her twice. It's a much tougher story to tell.
You know, Holm, they self-promoted her boxing pay-per-views, and it got to the point where she was not obviously Mike Tyson or anything, but they had that casino in Albuquerque that they'd go to, and Holly Holm is somewhat of a draw when it comes to, you know, as much of a draw as you can be when it comes to women's boxing. So I'm sure there are people who are old boxing fans who are still bitter at MMA that are hoping that maybe they crawl out of the woodwork and add to the number of pay-per-view buys that'll go into this fight. But the reality is, again, Holly Holm was a big fish in a small pond, and she's got some good wins. And I'm sure, again, because they self-promoted a lot of those shows, you know, her beating the coal miner's daughter, Christy Martin, which is a name from way back everybody knows, and her landing shots on a lot of these women, you know, Mia St. John or whoever it would be that she's fought, Chevelle Hallback, you know, anybody like that, they'll have that footage maybe to show, and it may be a little bit more impressive, but it would probably be a lot more impressive, too, if we haven't seen Holly Holm in the octagon looking quite uncomfortable. And I guess the one good thing is against Ronda Rousey, you don't have to worry about looking uncomfortable for too long because you're not going to be in there long enough to look uncomfortable.
All right, here's a deal from Dana. This is in the LA Times. Dana White told Lance Pugmire that Tate was the initial thought. However, he says, a third fight in a rivalry usually comes after the stuff we'd see in Gotti Ward, White said of the classic boxing trilogy. With Miesha, the result has been the same twice. Everybody has already seen that fight. So there you go. That's the official word from UFC. And I went up to Misha's Twitter and nothing.
Hey, everybody loves Misha. Everybody loves Misha. But after that last fight where it looked like we were going to get it again, what did everybody say? Everybody kind of groaned. And it's, look, they can do this fight again. You might as well do it on the undercard of something else you got. Say that, you know, UFC 200 show would probably be perfect.
We're going to open up the phone lines as soon as we come back from the break. You know the phone numbers, 1-800-878-PLAY. We have a bunch of other numbers, four in fact, on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. So we're going to be back in just a moment to see what's on your mind. Open Line Friday is Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It's Open Line Fridays here. Let's see what's on your mind. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is John from Philly.
Yes, John.
Hi, I got a theory about Misha Tate and a question about Kane.
That's only the show. Go ahead.
So my theory on the Misha Tate thing is I'm wondering, Misha Tate said that she was open to fighting Cyborg, and I'm wondering if they do something where if they put Cyborg against Misha Tate, and the winner of that would go on and face Ronda Rousey at UFC 200. And I figure they do that because maybe they test Cyborg out on a 135 pounder. And even if Misha Tate wins that, she's definitely, you know, number two ranked in the world. So you can't really put anything past her. So just wondering your thoughts on that. And also, Kane, just quickly, please tell me there's a 0% chance that he's nowhere near the main event this Sunday.
No, there's not a 0% chance. I predicted this a month ago. Brock broke his leg. Brock has been referencing that he's Undertaker's baby brother. Trust me. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you cannot discount the idea that Kane is going to interfere in the Brock Lesnar-Undertaker match.
Can't Kane just come out and drag Paul Heyman away? He's got to be, the way you're hinting at it, or the way you would, you know, you're making people believe that he may be involved in the actual finish. I refuse to believe this.
Anything's possible. As far as the Misha Tate thing, that's actually a hell of an idea. I don't know if that's what their idea is. I mean, listen, you can't make booking decisions based on the hope that Cyborg is going to make 135. You just can't. If she makes 135, great. But getting rid of, I mean, that was a number one contenders fight, wasn't it? I could have sworn they billed Misha Tate's last fight as number one contendership fight.
Well, yeah, against Jessica Eye. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If they didn't, it was most certainly a unspoken unofficial.
Okay, so you cannot throw that away with the idea that maybe Cyborg is finally going to make 135 and you can do that fight. I don't think. I mean, they can do whatever the hell they want, but I certainly wouldn't do that.
And this may be heresy for some, but I'm not saying Misha Tate can beat Cyborg, but I'm not saying she can't either.
Sure she can.
So then you get to, what if Misha then beats Cyborg? What value does Cyborg have to Invicta? What value does Cyborg have to anyone in that case then? If Misha
beats
her?
Well, who cares? It's a fight. That's what you're doing.
Well,
you're trying
to
find out who's best.
Yeah, I understand that, but we have danced this dance with Cyborg for so long. If she's going to make 135, and they can pull it out, and I can hear the pure sports people say, well, she can't just walk in and get a fight against Ronda. You know what? It's like James Toney and Randy Couture at this point. She can come in and get a fight against Ronda.
Okay, we got six callers, so I want to go to them. But before we do, I just have to say, no, she can't. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't trust that this girl's going to make 135. The absolute worst thing that could happen is if you announce that fight as her first ever fight at 135 and she misses weight. And now you have to do the fight. She's much bigger than Ronda. The title is not on the line. That is a disaster. You have to make her fight one fight where she shows that she can actually make 135 and then go for it.
I know, not to tie this up for too long, but be real here. So even if she makes it once, what makes you think she'd make it twice? What makes you think she wouldn't go?
Nothing makes me say
exactly,
that, but at least she did it once. She's never done it before, and she's getting bigger.
Doesn't matter. As soon as the ink were in theory to dry on that contract, she could very possibly do the exact same thing and put the UFC and put Ronda in the exact same spot. So frankly, I think it's almost, it doesn't even matter, which frankly, I got to be honest, I don't think it matters anyway, because considering she keeps putting on weight and doesn't, it's a lot of lip service. I'll believe it when it happens.
Parts unknown, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's up, Brian and Mike? It's Chris from Nacogdoches.
What's happening?
Not much. Hey, crazy world we're living in. A WWE Hall of Famer is running for president. And
I hadn't thought of that, but you're right.
Yes. And an announcement for a UFC fight is taking place on Good Morning America, which is kind of crazy to me.
Hey, there have been WWE announcements on ESPN. There are now UFC announcements on Good Morning America. The world is changing here.
It's a change in place. And that's what I was calling about was, do you guys know how this appearance on Good Morning America was set up? Was it set up strictly to announce this fight, or was she, Ronda, already booked for Good Morning America, and they decided to announce it on there? Because it just seems like a very odd place to announce a UFC fight.
I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know. I don't know when she was booked for the show. I don't know when they made the decision. I mean, Dana White's talked about why they made the decision, but he hasn't talked about when they did it. I wouldn't be surprised if they set it up for the announcement. In fact, I would say that's more likely because, I don't know, if you're just going to be on the show, do you really? I don't know. I have no idea. I can't answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, it's in advance usually if you're just going to be on the show or they fit you in for a segment. I mean, it's still done in advance, but it may not be as done as far in advance as, say, if you had a book coming out and you knew the date and you'd go out and you're rolling out and doing a bunch of press that week. I don't know if that's necessarily the case with Ronda. So, you know, again, though, it's, you know, it's the mouse and the ESPN ABC combination there of Ronda not only announcing a fight on a Disney property, but it happens to be on Good Morning America, which still carries, you know, a good deal of weight.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Hey, I just want to kind of follow up a little bit what I said yesterday. Mike, you made a good point about, you know, the Disney combination and the fact that, you know, the WWE has been using ESPN as a way to help promote SummerSlam. But my point yesterday was trying to make was, you know, compared to where UFC is as far as, you know, the mainstream side of things is that, you know, the fact that the WWE is using ESPN as a way to help promote WrestleMania is just kind of a little bit off in my opinion. Because, you know, 15 years ago when WWE was mainstream, if you had Vince McMahon come on and say, you know, give me your $50 for a pay-per-view, you know, you would have been able to do it if the product was good. Now it's like they're having to use ESPN, whereas, you know, UFC, they really don't need ESPN. It's just like they're using it as a catalyst to promote a big fight with Ronda Rousey. You know, it's kind of, I feel like, the other way around. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
I still understand your question. What do you mean that they don't need ESPN?
Well, UFC don't need ESPN, whereas WWE, I feel like they need that ESPN, and they need Jon Stewart to help make SummerSlam a big event, whereas UFC, they're at the point where they really don't need
They need ESPN. I mean, they need everything. I mean, every company needs everything. WWE, SummerSlam, I don't know if being on ESPN is really going to boost SummerSlam all that much. It helps because Brock Lesnar is wrestling on the show. But every single company in the world that's doing promotion could always use all the help they can get. UFC can use ESPN, WWE can use ESPN, and ESPN can use both of them. Because guaranteed, whatever you think about WWE, if you promote that your wrestlers are going to be on ESPN, your wrestling fans are going to tune in and they're going to watch that. So it benefits all sides for everybody.
And I kind of know what you mean, but ESPN's also, you know, the home of the hot take. So for everybody like Brian is saying that, you know, the WWE viewers are going to tune into SportsCenter, you have somebody probably on the other side of that who's freaking out on ESPN message board forum or is upset about the fact that they're covering wrestling.
Yeah, but who cares? It's 10 minutes.
Brian, relax. It's not like those people are going to stop watching. So it leads to talk and chatter. And I mean, this is the world of the hot take, Brian. That's why people should, you know, I guess would care, because they're going to bitch about it. They're going to moan about it. But regardless of what they're saying about it, they're going to be talking about it. And that's what the whole thing really is all about at the end of the day. And I do understand that UFC doesn't necessarily need ESPN to promote any fights or do anything. With that said, it's still the biggest sports outlet in the, I don't know if it's in the world, and you know, but it most certainly in this country, in North America, it is. So that still carries weight. There are still people that seem to be exclusive ESPN watchers who've got no clue that there's an NBC Sports Net or a CBS Sports Net or a Fox Sports, you know, one, let alone a two, where the UFC airs. So anything you can get is that's just promotion.
I'll say it again. Who cares? When I hear, like,
because sports fans hate wrestling, I take that back. There are still people out there that are so vehement against wrestling, and how dare you, you know, include this non-sport
into our
sport.
If I'm ESPN, I completely ignore them, because there's 24 hours
obviously
a day of ESPN programming, and you can watch all of your other ESPN programming for the 23 hours and 45 minutes that wrestling isn't on there.
Brian, they bitched about, like, they had the arm wrestling. People have bitched about the Nathan's Hot Dog Challenge. They bitched about the fact gaming. They've had gaming now on ESPN. I mean, you know, long blocks of gaming. I mean, maybe one of the other properties. It may not be the mothership ESPN. But, I mean, I don't know why people still get upset about this, especially if they're watching ESPN. You kind of know what you're getting. I mean, that's what they are.
Well, if I were an ESPN programmer, I would teach people that in life, you don't always get what you want, so deal with it. That's my
Rolling
theory.
Stones had a song about that.
That's right. Deal with it, everybody. Jeez. Let's go to the Parts Unknown line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Oh, this will be good.
Now we're going to deal with that.
That's right. I deal with it every day. I'm cool. Let's go, Ed.
Before I get to my idea for
wait
the
laugh at the break,
I want to say that the WWE haters that are they're reaching for straws if they're finding a negative about the WWE being on ESPN. I just don't get that. But my idea for the Ronda pay per view is, what are the chances they do this? Okay, main event Ronda Rousey, Holmes, semi main event Joanna defending her title, third from the top Misha versus Cyborg, fourth and fifth you could have Paige Van Zandt and Michelle Waterspoon and have a full
Michelle Waterspoon
main card. Not the whole show, but the main card. How do you think that would fly as far as buy rates and them getting mainstream attention?
I'll answer that after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Mm-hmm. Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to try and top Ed's call, 1-800-878-PLAY. All of the other numbers available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And to respond to Ed, if we had a UFC show with Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm headlining and a bunch of girls, including Reese Witherspoon, all on the undercard, it would do very, very well. If Ronda Rousey's fighting, it's going to do a giant number, especially if they can use all of their promotional, whatever you want to call it, to convince people that Holly Holm, who's like 36-0 if you add in boxing, is a legitimate threat, the legitimate threat to Ronda Rousey. It doesn't matter who's on the undercard. You can put anybody on the undercard. And there was a UFC show once that was not a very... It was the end of May show, so that's traditionally a larger than average show. But they did a special deal. It was all heavyweights. It was an all heavyweight show. Every main card fight featured a heavyweight. And that show did really, really well. It wasn't even like they were all huge names, but the fact that it was a special show, all heavyweight fights, was actually a drawing card. Now, I don't think that all women's fights is anywhere near as appealing to your hardcore MMA fan as compared to all heavyweight fights, because you're assured knockouts and such when you got all heavyweight fights. All slobber knockers, exactly. But I think that at the end of the day, if Ronda Rousey is headlining, you could put all amateur fights on the undercard, and it would still do huge business. So, hey, you may as well.
I don't know when UFC 196 is, if that's going to, I would assume that's going to be around the Super Bowl, but I don't know exactly what their schedule looks like. But I'll say this, they've already announced Joanna and Gadella, if I'm not mistaken. I at least it's unofficial right now that they're looking at that being the show in January, on January 2nd. It's within the realm. I don't know exactly what Paige VanZant has going on. I don't know if Jessica I will be ready to face somebody else to try to get back on the horse after the loss against Tate or anything like that. But you could do four or five women's fights. I mean, the fact that, I mean, you're going to have Joanna and Ronda on the same show, which is probably going to do a lot more for Joanna because of all the attention that'll be around the Rousey fight. I mean, Dana can truly trot out
196 there. Will be February.
So, you know, and again, I don't know when the Super Bowl is going to fall. It's going to be early in the month. This is obviously going to be early too. Again, I don't know if they're going to try to move, like, fight nights, and, you know, they have so many damn shows, you don't know when the pay-per-view is exactly going to be, but you could do that all-women show if you wanted to, and it would actually really probably do a great thing when, you know, Dana walks out there with the two baddest women on the planet. I'm not going to say it's going to do wonders for Joanna, but you have that. You have Paige VanZant, if you can trot her out there amongst the biggest audience she would have. None of that, I don't think. I actually think that's not a bad idea. I just don't know how things will actually fall for that January show.
It says here on Wikipedia, each UFC event contains several fights. Traditionally, every event starts off with a preliminary card, followed by a main card, with the last fight being known as the main event.
Is that what it is?
Learn something new every day. Ryan in Cumberland, you are on the air. What's happening?
Got a question about Ronda Rousey. Why do you think she's comfortable wearing a bikini at 150 but not fighting at 150? Sort of comes off like the Barry Horowitz storyline in the Global Wrestling Federation.
Ryan!
It comes off as the Barry Horowitz storyline?
There's no 150-pound division. There's no 145-pound division. There's no 140-pound division. Where would she be fighting in these imaginary divisions? They don't exist!
You would make one and have her fight Cyborg.
Why? Have Cyborg move down.
No, because she can wear a bikini at 150, but supposedly she can't fight it.
I can wear a bikini at 152. It doesn't mean I'm gonna. What does that have to do with what weight class she fights at?
Because that's her natural weight. She's bullying the other girls because these are little girls.
Cyborg's natural weight is 220.
Look, before we cut you off,
excessive,
explain to me
no,
the
I'm not
Barry
cutting
Horowitz
him off
scenario.
He's going to co-host the rest of the show. Go ahead.
Fine. Then what's the Barry Horowitz scenario in all of this? How is she giving herself a pat on the back? How are you comparing Ronda Rousey to Misha Tate to Barry Horowitz?
Because in the Global Wrestling Federation, Barry Horowitz was the late heavyweight champion, bragged about how great of a wrestler he was, and this is like the Ronda Rousey storyline where she's bragging how she's the greatest fighter.
Yeah, she's the greatest fighter at 135, the highest division in the UFC. There's no 145.
But they need to make one because everyone...
No, they don't!
No, they don't!
Okay, hold on. Let me ask him a question. Ryan, name one other female fighter that fights at 145.
Supposedly Cyborg fights at 145.
Name one other female fighter that fights at 145.
I'm sure that Tate girl can get up the... She's probably... That's her natural
So she's got to move up too?
I've been doing this 15 years. I can think of one quickly off the top of my head, and Cyborg's beaten her twice.
Ryan, there's a reason that there's no super heavyweight division. There's a reason there's no division above 265 for the men. Because there are very, 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 very few fighters that are any good that weigh more or cannot get to 265 pounds.
I disagree, because the average weight of a female is 160.
If you find one guy...
And he's been beaten up by a big woman.
If you find one guy that is 290 pounds, let's say he's 320 pounds, and he can't get down to 265, you got one guy. Are you really going to make an entirely brand new division just for that one guy and make everybody else move up to fight that guy? Or do you say, listen, dude, you either get to 265 or you don't fight?
I'm going to if it makes me a lot of money and I want my business to grow.
So you're going to make an entirely new 145-pound division that's going to consist of two women, and all of the other girls are going to have to move up to face those two women, and that's going to draw tremendous money for UFC.
I think it would, and I'm sure they can find a couple other girls, and I'm sure they would pay for a rematch, too. I'm sure that rematch wouldn't...
You know what? I can think of another girl, Ryan. I can think of another girl. Her name is Gabby Garcia. She is a world champion in jiu-jitsu. But I think she weighs about 185 pounds. She can't get to 245 or 145. So what do you want to do once Cyborg and whoever else has had their fight? Are you going to make all of the girls move up to 185 so they can face Gabby?
No, only 150 because that's the bikini weight.
But Gabby can't make 150. So what do you do if Gabby can't cut down to 150? Do all the girls have to move up to 185?
No.
You think Gabby can wear a bikini?
That's not reasonable. That's 35 more pounds. 10 pounds is a reasonable weight to fight, you know, someone that's 10 pounds heavier than you.
How about that? Well, listen, Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the very thoughtful call here today. But no. Cyborg wants to fight. She cuts. That's it. There is no 145. It does not exist. Actually, does it exist in Invicta? So if Cyborg wants to fight an Invicta for the rest of her life...
But the thing is, no, it doesn't. Because the only... like Marlos Conan is the only woman in the world, you know, seemingly in any fight sport. I should take boxing out of that, Mitch. I haven't paid attention to women's boxing in quite some time. But, you know, at 145 pounds, that's the big joke about this is... I mean, talk about lambs being led to slaughter. This keeps happening because there are not anywhere near enough qualified women at 145 pounds for even Invicta to get in bed with to fight Cyborg. So this, it's just ridiculous.
I should have left him on for the whole show. Let's go to East of the Rockies. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian. My name is Daniel from Greensboro, North Carolina.
What's up, Daniel? Save the show.
I don't know if I can top the last two, but something that stuck out on me since Battleground, I'm looking forward to SummerSlam. But at Battleground, they introduced Brock Lesnar as having one loss since he's been back in the WWE. Imagine how much bigger Sunday night's show would be if it was the undefeated Brock Lesnar against the monster, The Undertaker.
Hey, tell me about it. The very first match he had when he lost to John Cena, I thought they were out of their minds. I still do.
Did they just not know what they had when he was coming back?
Well, here's the story of when he came back. When he came back to WWE, it was his first match back since he quit. He had been the WWE, he had been a big-time WWE star. And the travel... and everything else, he wanted to go back to football. He eventually wanted to fight. He quit. And so, not only did he quit, by the way, there was a lawsuit battle that he won. So when he came back, their fear was, if we bring him back and he beats John Cena, and in 3 months he gets mad and he quits, well, now what? Brock Lesnar beat John Cena, and now he's gone. John Cena never got his win back. Nobody ever beat Brock Lesnar. And so they felt, okay, his first match in, UFC heavyweight champion Brock Lesnar, we have to have our guy beat him. And then if he stays, great. You know, it wasn't an ideal situation, but at least we beat him before he quit. If he quits, at least John Cena got his win. That was their mindset. And if you go back to that time period, Dave and I had this big argument about whether or not Brock was going to make it a year. And I thought he was going to, and he did. So I feel justified in that. But the reality is nobody knew. And so they decided this is the safest course of action for our business.
It just blows my mind because, like, my personal opinion is I think he beats The Undertaker Sunday, and The Undertaker at WrestleMania challenges him for one more, and it's Undertaker's last stand. But even for Michael Cole to mention that he's only had one loss, why even say it? Because you know, it could be people that don't even remember that he had that one loss, but to bring it up is even worse than ignoring it.
I agree.
As horrendous as the Cena loss was, because of like what Brian just said, you can almost wrap your brain around that because Brock has stood over The Rock, The Brock has stood over Hulk Hogan, whatever, fine. And remember, the whole deal with John Cena was going to cut this promo afterwards, and he was going to disappear for like a minute or whatever it was. And of course, all that stuff never ended up happening. Now, Brock's loss to Triple H, that actually is worse. And I guess they're not bringing that up. They're only counting his loss to John Cena. But, you know, I agree.
It's funny they can't keep his win-loss record straight. Well, he's only had, you know, like 9 matches, for crying out loud.
Well, hey, it's Paul Heyman makes things tough to try to go back and look at the official records, I guess. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, the Undertaker against Bray Wyatt. And, again, if you were never going to do Brock and Undertaker again, it made sense. But, boy, Undertaker coming back and them trying to say, well, 16 months ago, there's such a hole in that logic, too, of the Undertaker just magically appearing, even though he's already come back to magically appear. I mean, I have a feeling that one's going to be erased from history, too. At least it seems to be right now.
John in Arkansas, very quickly, what's going on?
I agree with the last few statements that have been made, and I was just going to chime in on a couple little quick things. Man, if I'm Misha Tate's people, I'm probably pretty pissed at this particular juncture. And what do you guys think about the possibility of the rumor of Sapolsky and WWE possibly working together? Do you think that could be a help or a benefit to them?
Well, obviously it'd be a benefit. Yeah, I want to thank you very much for the call. Obviously it'd be a benefit for both sides. Gives Gabe the opportunity to increase his talent exponentially, depending on who they give him. It gives WWE the chance to have their guys work other styles with other guys in front of other crowds. It benefits everybody. So I think I don't know if it's going to happen, but I think it's a great idea. I want to thank everybody for calling today. If you're on the line, I apologize, but we are completely out of time. And we'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you are heading to Super China Buffet Day on Sunday, if you're a subscriber, you know what we're talking about. If you're a subscriber and don't know what we're talking about, listen to any of the recent Brian and Vinny shows, and we'll give you all the details. Seattle Super China Buffet Day is going to be at, I don't even remember where. A great job I've done promoting it here. It's in Redmond at the some buffet. Anyway, all of the information is available. If you head to the board, as a subscriber, head to the board, go to the Empire Get Together section, and there you will find all the details about the Seattle Super China Buffet Day. In fact, I just decided it would be a good idea for me to go there. Mandarin Buffet and Grill. It is the location on Sunday. We're going to be doing a huge get-together there, and then everyone's heading to my house to watch the pay-per-view. So if you want to join up, then subscribers, head to the board, Empire Get-Together section, Seattle Super China Buffet Day. And there are a lot of other get-togethers as well that people are putting up there. Bakersfield, San Antonio, Orlando, Indiana, Philly, Omaha, all of these. If you want to get together with wrestling fans in your area, locations are all up at WrestlingObserver.com on the members-only board. And by the way, if you are going, the hashtag is going to be Super China SummerSlam. That's hashtag Super China SummerSlam. Josh Nason, if you post using that hashtag, will retweet your photos on the official Twitter account of WrestlingObserver.com, which is at WONF4W. I am at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at SemperVV, Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA. We are totally out of time. We'll talk to you again on Sunday. Thanks, everybody at Byline, all the callers, listeners. Next time, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.